Kellogg. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 28, 1903. Kellogg.
Dear brother, I thank you for the letters you have written, and I will now write a few lines in reply. We are having summer weather. I am trying to keep cool, but find it difficult, especially when the hot winds are blowing. However, they do not continue for more than a day or two at a time. As I think of the intense heat in some of the large cities, such as New York, I wonder how people can live in them. And as I look around me and see the beautiful scenery that surrounds us here, I feel very thankful that we are not in a city. There are many cities in which, as yet, no memorials for the Master have been established. To us is given the commission of Christ. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20. In our vicinity, we are doing what we can to carry the truth to those around us. Three open-air meetings have been held at Calistoga in the Hot Springs Park. I spoke at each of these meetings. I did this that I might reach those who do not attend church. The Lord greatly blessed me in this effort. He gave me strength to speak so that all who attended could hear me. An open-air meeting is to be held near St. Helena next week, and I have been asked to speak. I shall do so if the Lord gives me the necessary strength. For nearly a year, Brother James, my farmer, has been holding a small Sabbath school at Larkmead, a place 6 miles away. The Catholic priest did all that he could to break up this school, but we think that some good will result from the effort that Brother James has put forth. There is one family that we hope will accept the truth. The leaven has been put into the meal, and it will work. The influence of what has been done has already been felt in the neighborhood. At Yountville, about 12 miles from here, is the State Veterans Home. In this home, there are about 900 old men who at some time have fought in the war. Some months ago, a small company from the sanitarium began to go to this institution every other Sabbath to hold a song service, taking with them books and papers for the soldiers. When Brother Irwin was here, he went with the workers to the soldiers' home and spoke to those of the men who were at the song service. He found here a comrade who had stood by his side in battle and who had been with him in Andersonville prison. Miss McEnterfer went with the workers one Sabbath, and a soldier by the name of Foy made himself known to her. He is a brother of John Foy, who works at the Battle Creek Sanitarium. He seems to be a nice man. Once, while he was on horseback, his horse fell, and his leg was broken and had to be amputated so that he walks with a crutch. We are expecting him to come and make us a visit someday, and perhaps work of some kind can be provided for him. A minister from another church speaks at the home on Sundays, but he does not seem to interest the soldiers much. At first, but few came into our services, but the attendance has been steadily increasing, and now from 60 to 70 come in every time that a song service is held. A few weeks ago, some of the soldiers expressed their desire for a Bible study. Thus, the way has opened for instruction to be given them in regard to the truth. So you see, we have a large missionary field within the short distance of 12 miles. Brother Stevens and Elder Taylor have been taking a leading part in the work at the soldiers' home, and Doris Robinson has recently joined them. Sister Peck has charge of the singing. The singers spend considerable time in practice that their songs may make the best impression possible. A few Sabbaths ago, Sister Peck, who has been teaching the church school here, took with her about 20 of the children to sing to the soldiers. Mr. Mooney, a liveryman in St. Helena, lent them a large stage and 2 horses for the occasion and also provided a driver. Sister Peck had drilled the children thoroughly, and they sang beautifully. The soldiers were much pleased and are requesting that the children come again. The effort that is being put forth is bringing the truth before these soldiers. The interest is growing steadily. Those in charge of the home have expressed their pleasure at the good influence our people seem to have exerted.
Some of the men are already becoming convicted of the truth. 2 weeks ago, an intelligent man about 65 years of age told one of our brethren that before our people went there to sing, he had spent most of his time drinking and carousing with some of the other men, but that since they had been coming, he had found a more profitable way of employing his hours. He said that he had given up drinking and was reading Desire of Ages. He thinks Desire of Ages is the best book he has ever seen, and is reading it over and over again. He says that every time he reads it, he finds it more interesting. A great change has been wrought in this man by the meetings held and the reading matter given him. Another old man is reading Daniel and the Revelation. The workers went to Yontville yesterday and had a very interesting time. They found that some of the men have begun to meet in the grove during the week for Bible study and prayer. When they had finished the service in the chapel, they were requested by the hospital steward to sing to the men in the hospital. They went to that building and sang a few songs while standing on the veranda, surrounded by men in wheelchairs. Through the doors opening onto the veranda, other men could be seen reclining on their cots. Then the singers were asked to go into a different part of the building and sing again. This they did. The aged and infirm men to whom they sang were much affected and begged them to come again, saying that the singing had done them good. We now need a worker who can visit the home during the week and labor personally with those who are interested. Last Sabbath, one man asked one of the workers to come to his room and talk with him. And next Sabbath, someone will go to the home to talk with this man and with any others who may so desire. We need for this work a large number of books and tracts on the different points of present truth. We need health literature. We shall circulate among them all that we can obtain. I have been requested to go down and speak at the home some Sabbath, but I have hardly dared to go, because I feared the odor of the tobacco in the chapel would be injurious to me. But recently the chapel has been provided with new ventilators, and I think that I may be able to speak in it, or perhaps arrangements could be made for an open-air meeting. All around us there are souls who need the gospel. Who needs it more than these aged men? We believe that reformations will be seen in the home, for there is abundant evidence that the Spirit of God is working on the hearts and minds of some there. We are all to do what we can to bring souls to a knowledge of the truth. We are to work for our neighbors. There is work everywhere. God help us to do what we can for those nigh and afar off. The end of all things is at hand. May the Lord bless you and give you His Holy Spirit, that you may be filled with faith and courage and hope. Hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Hebrews 3, verse 6.